You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Are you looking for an exciting new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currency, a Sand Hills global company. They've got full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit GoCurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
You could easily have that half a day off on Monday to recover from going up to Minneapolis to that game. That'd be a big plus. Carson will lay out what he feels your best day, half a day off is. 7 weeks of vacation per year. Jake, how would you like that?
I'd love that, Bill.
That would be something. Awesome. Imagine that, 7 weeks like that. That's incredible. And Carson's got it all set up. I talked to him the other day, and he's doing great. So fit. And just fired up.
He is fit.
He's very fit.
Come on.
I'm not going to lie to you because this has been a little bit of that. All of a sudden, when Sipple chimes in when he's not sitting there, I forget that he's there. So all of a sudden,
Thanks a lot. Well, you can't see you.
You can't see you. You're not sitting there. So you just kind of you blank out for a second, and all of a sudden you chime in. And I love it. And so it makes my day. Thank you, Carson.
Yes, gocurrency.com/careers. It is time for a Friday edition of Bill's Thrills. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be bonanza?
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him Coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by our friends at Dinert Contracting.
Randy!
The king of remodels. Call or text Randy at 402-417-5204 for kitchen, bath, whole house remodels. Again, 402-417-5204, Dinert Contracting.
How about Randy scheduling his upcoming surgery? Not sure of the date for sure, but he's scheduled on a Friday, 6 o'clock on Friday night, so he can be back on a ladder Monday morning.
It's just a dedicated man.
Yeah, how about that one, Steve? Yeah, Randy's going to
have
that done.
Surgery on 6 o'clock on a Friday?
6 o'clock on a Friday. He's got it scheduled. He's got a friend that's doing it for him. And at 6 o'clock on Friday, then that way he's back up on the ladder on Monday morning, so he misses no work. And he'll still be able to text and communicate throughout the weekend. So, again, the number one time, Jake, if they could, to please send a shout-out to Get Well, Recover Fast, Randy, for this knee situation.
That number, Bill, is 402-417-5204.
Thank you very much. So today's is what, Jake?
It's the Monster Mash.
A surprise. He did the Monster Mash.
The Monster Mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the Monster Mash from my laboratory.
There we go. Monster
I missed
Mash.
Steve chiming in on the Monster
Sip
Mash.
Sounds just like him when he
sounds
sings
just
it.
Like
incredible.
Him. We really missed that a lot, Steve.
I was worried about the delay.
That's true.
That's a good point. Very nice.
It wouldn't have timed out
well.
But this will all happen when we're all back in studio. And so we'll be able to get that done. So monster mashups, and I've got a bunch of them. I'm going to all go fairly quick.
Oh, you're good.
Okay. Right out of the gate tonight, this one's incredible. UNC North Carolina at Cal. That is a must-see game for me at 9:30. If UNC loses that game to Cal, I mean, because there was a big press conference just last week where a reporter asked Belichick, so you feel that the plan is working perfectly? And he said yes. He said that the plan is working perfectly as scheduled. And so that was awesome to hear, and I can't wait to see that game. Georgia Tech at Duke. Okay, Duke, I don't think
that's
has
a big one.
I don't think Duke has a loss in the conference. And so that's a huge game. Also, just so you know, if Manny Diaz gets offered the Penn State job, he's taking it.
Yep.
He's taking it. So he's coaching right now. He'd like to look good for this one. He'll take the Penn State job. It's not one of those like, oh, my boots are on the ground here. This is where I want to be. I get all that stuff. He's taking the job. Trust me. Just heard Lee talk about it. Washington at Michigan, I think, is just remarkable game. If that goes down, Sherrone Moore is 12-7 as a head coach. Not great numbers. And then he had that when he wore the blue collar jacket.
Yes.
He's taken so much heat for that on social media. So this game is really big. So like, what is the direction of Michigan if this isn't going well? Baylor TCU, loser kind of season, just a bad ending right now. They're both 4-2. TCU not trending well. Baylor's got the number one yardage quarterback in the country, doing a tremendous job. How interesting this one, Sip. Purdue at Northwestern. I don't know if this one's on the lake or is this, I wonder if this is in Wrigley or not. There's some in Wrigley this year too. Oh, but that game interests me. It'll interest all Nebraska fans, won't it? What does Northwestern look like? They just beat they're 4-2. I mean, it's remarkable the chance that they're at. So they can get to 5. The chance of Northwestern going to a bowl game right now and Braun saving his job is really high. And I thought that we had him dead last a year 2 weeks
ago. Sure we did.
It's unbelievable. Then just a caveat, I guess it's a big game. Ole Miss at Georgia. Can Lane Kiffin finally win that big game? Because he really hasn't had that. He's had big wins, but when everything's on, this one is a big one for him to see what happens. UNLV undefeated at Boise State.
Ooh,
they're
hello.
Both undefeated in the Mountain West Conference, but UNLV is undefeated. And so that they're 6-0. Boise has two losses, but that's to South Florida and to Notre Dame. So UNLV would have two losses also. They've also had a very good schedule to work it out. Mississippi State at Florida, I think, is huge. Because right now they've said, that the word is, that Billy Napier is fired no matter what he does.
Pretty much.
Win or lose,
they say. It's very strange.
And if that happens, if he wins that game and gets fired on Sunday, and they didn't do this prior to the game or whatever, that is administration-wise, that would be an error of all errors. I don't think they could ever do it. If they lose, it could happen. But if they win the game and he still gets fired, that would be awful.
I don't get that.
I think the Penn State-Iowa game, that's on Peacock, right?
It is.
So chance of me seeing that's done. I think that's an epic game to watch. See what Iowa looks like? That's a future. Those are two future Nebraska opponents.
Yes.
They get 6 o'clock. So you want to see that game. So I don't know if we can get it on our other
correct.
TV 6 up there.
PM but on Peacock.
Yeah, so
yep.
Right now that's going to happen. I think Maryland at UCLA is just enamors me. I'm enthralled with that game. I think UCLA, like I said, who's doing really well. UCLA with one loss, alive for a lot of things. I mean, they are super alive, so pretty cool stuff. Missouri at Auburn, I think, is awesome. Missouri at Auburn. Auburn's favorite in this game. Auburn's favorite, I think, by 3.5. I think that game, if all of a sudden Auburn loses that, that'll be an ugly scene. For them, because no matter what Missouri's record is, there's no way if you're an Auburn fan, you think you should ever lose to Missouri, ever. And so that'll be huge. Florida State, we talked about earlier, the what-if game, Florida State at Stanford. What if? What if Florida State loses at Stanford? That's a weird place to play. There literally will be maybe 400 people at the game. No one cares. No one will be there. And it'll be a weird feeling for Florida State. And they're playing at the kickoff sometime like 9-something. At night, so they're kicking off at like 11:30 their clock. Body clock's 11:30 at night.
Mm-hmm.
Very odd situation. Then the one that I probably love the most, Akron at Ball State. I think they're both 2-4.
Akron at Ball State.
Akron at Ball State.
Can
Moorhead save it? Can he turn it around? Does he save his job? They've won two games. So all of a sudden, like that, if they get to 5-7, he's 100% getting kept. With some of the games they had to go through, the money games that they had to play. I'd love to see Joe save that.
We've never seen probably a guy ever as defeated in post game because he was sick and they lost 68-0 here in Lincoln. That was just it was a tough sight for Joe Moorhead in Lincoln that night.
And the week before, they hadn't scored either.
Right.
They went 2 weeks without scoring. That's really hard on
offensive coach.
Yeah. That's really tough on you. Very tough. So those are the monster matchups of the week and some really, really good games. I mean, our storyline, once again, as per usual, our storyline on Monday morning will be incredible. The
Can't
story,
wait.
Because there'll be so many things that happen. They're most likely, a coach has been fired. There's a good chance there's a coach that has been fired when we come back on the air on Monday. Don't know who it is. There's a chance it happens.
My question for Sip before we get to the game show is, Sip, you're driving back Saturday from Minneapolis. You know, you do not drive. You ride in the back seat. Will you have video on your phone up to watch these games, or are you relying on radio on the way home?
No, Sean has the TV option.
Okay. You're watching games on the way home.
Oh, nice. Do you have your own in the back? Do you have your own selection, or does he select the game?
Oh, I don't. I know. I'll be able to select it. No, I got it right. I'll be writing and watching, but I'll have. Yeah, no. It'll
so
be
what
fun.
What is your main story on Saturday? Is it because you recap after the game? Is it again another bonus recap? So is your writing all about the game that just finished against Minnesota, or do you move on to Northwestern on Saturday in your writing?
You know what? First of all, I appreciate that you wonder about it.
I wonder often.
Second of all, it depends on what happens in the game. I mean, it's hard to – I've done this in the past where I kind of have something in mind going in, but it can be altered. I mean, if Nebraska loses, then
– Hey, guys, Jake Sorensen here. What does comfort look like for you? For me, comfort is a mattress that feels soft and supportive, made without harmful chemicals. Comfort is world-class back support. Avocado's eco-organic mattress features up to 1,000 steel coils individually encased in fabric pockets that flex independently to reduce motion transfer. It's firm enough for back and stomach sleepers and even growing kids, yet soft enough for side sleepers. Comfort is also long-lasting. Low-quality memory foam breaks down in a matter of years. Avocado mattresses are handcrafted from the finest natural organic ingredients for superior durability and are designed to last. And also, Comfort is sleeping on organic materials like wool and latex that promote air circulation and moisture wicking without retaining heat. Say goodbye to night sweats. Avocado also has easy financing options with Affirm to make your purchase more accessible, and try before you buy. Visit one of the retail stores or premier retail partners to experience the comfort in person. Head to avocadogreenmattress.com today and save big on Avocado certified organic mattresses. Avocado, dream of better.
You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door. No shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required. Just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
You know, I'll write a post-game column, but also I'm writing for Sunday. So post-game column for Saturday, another column for Sunday. It kind of depends on what happens, Bill.
That makes sense. Yeah. So
if they would lose the game, and I had something in mind that would be reflective of what I think is going to happen, that would get blown up. So I just got to keep an open mind.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Because or it's probably the same way, right? If Nebraska wins in dramatic fashion, walk off 58-yard field goal.
Yeah.
Something of that nature happens like that. But Nebraska wins it handily, like we all think should happen. Probably not as much. And the people kind of want to move on, I'm sure. Plus, it's an extra day late, right? I mean, it's right. It's a different day. So interesting. The life of a journalist.
Yes. The life of Sip on the road.
Glorious life. This is fun today. I don't know why it's interesting through the eyes of a breaker, kind of watching.
Yes.
You
how about
you're,
that? You're watching the studio. I mean, you're on the show, but you're watching how the studio goes. I guess I get that now. You can see how
well,
me Bill
it freaks me out a little bit when I'm watching.
Yeah, it's true.
And all of a sudden I'll see Rudy in the background or something. It's like, okay, this is very odd. You're also very, I don't know, I'm very aware of myself. Are you, Steve? I'm always very aware of myself when I'm just on that screen right in front of the computer. It kind of makes me nervous. I'm pretty much at ease in front of the mic, in front of the big screen.
Different, yeah.
Not a fan of that.
I'm just glad it worked out. I'm not too, I mean, I'm kind of multitasking. Full disclosure, I'm on our message board answering questions and doing
this. Wow. Whoa. I didn't know this. Hey. Man, this is awesome. Okay. Multitasking at its finest.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, this is great. This is fun. actually.
Well, we're glad you could join us. Now,
yeah,
it is time to... Now, here's... I'm going to give a teaser because Sip is on the same button here as the music for the game show. I'm going to play our Chariots of Fire as our music today.
Okay,
instead of the USC, because I want to make sure you can hear Sip loud and clear. So,
thank you.
We'll play the open for the Shut Up Sip, and then we'll change the music right away. But today's topic... It is Film Friday, which Phil loves Film Friday.
Oh, man. Thank you. We brought it back.
Now,
well, Sainer took a lot of heat last week.
Back to quarterbacks. Yeah.
Yes.
Now, Vince Vaughn is from Minnesota. He grew up in Illinois, but he lived for several years in Minnesota.
Did not know that.
The funny man, Vince Vaughn.
Yes.
So, because Nebraska plays Minnesota tonight, today's topic is Vince Vaughn movies. If you know Vince Vaughn movies, call us at 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry.
Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Now I'm going to change the music. Chariots of Fire so we can hear Sip. That's how we're doing this right now. It's going to be weird today. It's fine.
Oh, I miss it.
I put you in the mood there. Hey, this is the movie right here, Chariots of Fire, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's Film Friday. Okay.
You see people running slow. just
I know it changed the mood. It's just I can't play the music and hear Sip at the same time. So,
Sip,
how do you feel about Vince Vaughn movies today? You feel confident?
No. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I don't.
Here's what's going to get. It's the classic, I'll describe the movie. Won't know the name of it.
Okay. Well, we have Austin. How do you feel about Vince Vaughn movies today with our Chariots of Fire background music today?
I think the bagel's going to taste pretty good.
Okay.
Who's right. This
is Austin.
Austin, right in our grill.
Now, it's already a winning week. 3-1 is the record in the week.
Okay, how do you like that, Austin?
Trying to change the tone here. All right, Austin, first question to you. Bill Lifeline for one question for Sip. Austin, in what 2003 movie does Vince Vaughn star with Will Ferrell and Luke Wilson as three friends attempting to relive their glory days by opening up a fraternity near their alma mater?
That's Old School.
Is it Old School? Yes, it is.
Brilliant.
Old School.
I don't really know how you can make it easier for him on that one. I have no idea, Jake, how you can make that any easier.
We'll see if they get easier at all. 1-0 lead for Austin. Sip, first question. In what 1996 movie did Vince Vaughn star as a friend to a wannabe actor as he helps support him through a breakup that he's struggling to move on from?
Oh,
also had that Jon Favreau was the star with Vince Vaughn in this movie. I think I said that name, Jon
Favreau.
I've
got to guess if you don't have it, Steve.
Okay, now we got then we have to sort of strategize, right? How certain would you say you are?
Well, the year's getting to me a little
1996.
Bit, but I think I know it.
I'm gonna say go for it because I think we're big underdog here.
And I really love this movie. If it's the one that's right, is it Swingers?
Yes, it is Swingers. All right, Bill has utilized.
How'd you like that?
Correctly.
Hey, Bill,
take that, Austin.
Serious. Good job. We're on the
Thank
board.
Thank you.
All right, back to you, Austin, for the lead. Last question: what 2005 movie does Vince Vaughn play Santa's bitter older brother who is forced to move to the North Pole to help Santa in exchange for cash?
I think that's Fred Claus.
Is it Fred Claus? Yes, it is Fred Claus. 2-1 lead.
Okay, now I would have struggled with that one. Steve, we need you here for overtime, buddy.
Yes. All
I'm
you,
out.
Sip. Bill, can I help you for the tie? Sip, in what 2006 movie does Vince Vaughn star with Jennifer Aniston as a couple who fights over their luxurious condo after they decide to end their relationship?
I've seen this movie twice, and it's a good one. It's funny. I think it's called The Breakup.
Ooh. It is called The Breakup, and we're going to the tiebreaker. Now, I'm quite certain that you guys put the number out there last time. This is going to go to Austin, and you guys will go over under Austin's answer. Austin, how old is Vince Vaughn? Need an age on Vince Vaughn.
54.
Over under.
What did he say it was?
He said 54.
Steve,
Bill, this isn't our guess. Me and Bill are conferring.
Yes. Conferring here.
I wrote down 55.
I think it's over, too, so I'm going to go ahead and say over.
Going over 54?
No! How's that one bagel going to taste?
How about Sip had it right in the dot? 55 years old for Vince Vaughn.
Austin, nice try.
We'll get you.
Oh, wow. That's got to be one. Now you'll be talking about that all day, won't you, Austin? So close. Thank you for calling in, Austin. Thanks for trying. Thanks for trying.
Yeah. Good effort today.
Thank you.
He was 1 year off. He loses the game. Incredible. Hey, how about all four questions right, and you nailed the age.
I love Film Friday.
You do?
I love Film
Bill's
Friday.
Bill's back on Film Friday all of a sudden.
Swingers was a movie that I was in New Mexico State, and it was like over Thanksgiving. I was home alone. So I was living with Kenny Wilhite. And when I went and got the VHS tape, I'm going through the store, like whatever that was, to rent a movie, and I rented that. And it was like, I'm watching it, and it was incredible. I'd never heard about it, didn't know what it was about, and it was an incredible movie.
Hey.
Go ahead, Seth.
I want to thank, by the way, Bagels and Joe, which I don't do enough. Thank you for letting us have this much fun.
Yes, we don't thank Joe enough.
That's a great take. Thank you.
Yeah, because this... The game show is like that is a staple of this show. You guys started that 10 years ago?
About ten.
I mean, it is a huge part of the show. We have kids that miss school for it.
They're late to school, kids sit in their
parents' car and they won't go in. Until they get through the game show. So, Bagels and Joe.
Yes.
There's a lot of kids that are going to school. Like they're going. They're saying to themselves, man, Sip and Bill were on it today.
Yeah. How about this week? 4-1 in the week. Four and one.
Imagine them walking into geography class and their teacher asking them, how'd it go today? Oh, Sip and Bill are on a heater.
Yeah. It was a team effort. You got Swingers. I got the breakup. Jake, it was a good game.
Thank you. And Vince Vaughn, Minnesota,
And then you get the age on the tot,
55 years old for Vince Vaughn. Uh-huh. Well done. The record 25-12-1. The one, of course, Ken Shimmick Day, who's retiring, I think, in 3 days.
Is that what it is? Wednesday's his last day?
I think it's Sunday.
Any updates on our first frost? When's it coming? Because right now, it was a sauna again yesterday.
It was.
Hey, what's the weather like there?
It's going to be, I think, in the 60s today.
It's kind of, the rain has stopped. I believe we got maybe a touch of almost sunshine.
The high today is 75, tomorrow 69, and it's going to be 60s all next week. That's better for you.
What's the weather up there, Steve? How's it look?
It was very pleasant this morning. There's a little cloud cover, but it's pleasant, and I think it's supposed to be pleasant tonight.
56,000. I'm going to have to push back unless there's a promotion where the coach said that it'd be packed because of the high school games being. I don't know if that's going to happen. We'll see how that says. Unless there's some sort of promotion where if you're a high, you can get in with some sort of discount.
They
get 700 fans there. They have 56,000 students. They get 700 students to the game.
When we come back, hour three, let's talk Gophers with Ryan Burns of Minnesota 24/7 Sports. He's with us next on Early Break in the Ticket.